Jesus.
Oh, there is so much to tell you, though. It's like, yeah.
All right, hold on. Let's press this button.
I can't
here.
Tell you now. You got to get it quiet. Like you say,
go back to this page. Go back to this one. Make sure it's on the page that he can hear. Press this 60, button there.
59.
Slot A.
There we go.
Slot
B. Show. Five,
make sure you're using four, a flathead screwdriver, not a Phillips.
You know, if you saw the page I was using, you would just be like, what?
To the countdown,
how does this all work?
You know why that is, though, Dan? That's because you're frugal.
Gee.
See, you need to find a radio station that will let you get in there.
Never happened.
Yeah, like I said, it's like, well, actually, you could come here.
No, no.
I got two mics in this studio now, too.
No,
I do.
Stand by. I have a regular job.
We're going to talk about that, too.
Okay. Yeah, we will.
Okay, let's see here. Seven.
I'm going to make you angry, too.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
You can't make me angry unless you call me up.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you use that word, we're going to have a
now broadcasting from the Mason Studios deep in the heart of Virginia, it's the Slade and Mason Show.
Maybe you won the lottery and you didn't tell anybody.
We control the picture. We control the thing. Ah, yes. For your viewing pleasure.
Brought to you by Kellogg.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Warning. Mr. Slade is off his rocker today.
Morning, Mr. Mason.
Good morning, Mr. Slade, and welcome to yet another installment of the Slade and Mason Show this beautiful Sunday. All right, I lied. It's rainy and shy. But cloudy.
I love it. It's my perfect kind of day. I love this kind of day. Yes, they're cloudy and rainy. It's like nobody wants to be out in it, I'm all cuddled up in my cave. Yeah, buddy.
You like it dark. I like it light. Yes,
I like them dark. Yeah, I used to like them light, but there's a problem with that. Especially depending on where you go in the South.
time addiction. Okay, now. Okay. This is the Slade Mason Show.
Before the burn is tested.
Okay. All right. Well, if you're still listening, first off, thank you, because this is a production. First off, a lot of people think this is like someone's paying for this.
Got them fooled too.
No, it's JD with a microphone 50 miles away, and I'm here with a microphone, and I'm setting up on my little system here and praying to God that everything works at the same time. We have no engineers. No one's editing this. This is going straight out after, you know, it's just like a live podcast, but the difference is I'm just recording it and then going, well, hit the send. I'm done. I'm not going back and cleaning stuff up. And, you know, if there's a hiccup along the way, so be it.
Oh, no, wait a minute, because if I say, you'll clip that out.
Oh, don't say that word again. All right, now, this is the slate.
Right. That's why we use words like Ferengi.
And sugar frosted flakes. All right. The Slade and Mason Show is all about you.
Mostly about us.
And us. All right. It's like a radio program.
There he goes. I got him out of that last week, and he still came back with it this week. This is nothing like any radio show you're ever going to hear, I'm telling you. And
yes,
if he keeps doing this, it's like I'm going to come to Stafford County, Virginia, and I'm going to actually choke him while he's reading it.
It's like a radio.
I told you.
Oh my gosh. We are just sharing news stories and things we see throughout the week. It's essentially our take on it. Don't take it too seriously. We're just trying to have fun. You're never going to hear stuff like this on the radio.
That's why it's nothing like a radio show.
That's
Thank
right.
You.
But it's just like a radio program. Now, all the music you're listening to, unless we tell you otherwise, is brought to you by Dano Music. Dano Music because, well, quite frankly,
we're really damn cheap.
Yeah, and we got grandfathered in a long time ago, which was great.
Especially since we don't get any money for this. It's like, it's a good thing we don't have to pay anything.
Yeah, this is definitely a labor of pain. Love. There is a picture of us sunning somewhere on Instagram. I don't know how to access it anymore. It was from 2016. Please go take a look at it. There's also a picture of us from 2022 on Twitter. I think I know how to get to that one. I'm not sure. If you're enjoying what you're listening to, wow. Okay.
Why?
let us know why. Don't forget to tell all your friends and neighborhood people you see and your psychiatrist that you are indeed listening to the Slade and Mason show for reasons.
Tell your enemies. That'll give them more reasons to be afraid of you.
You're sitting there going, what are these guys getting into? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We'll get there. All right. Now, each Sunday morning, we ask that famous question of Mr. Slade. We say, Mr. Slade, do you by chance have for everyone to enjoy a Sunday morning rant? So this being Sunday morning, I thought it'd be nice. Instead, what I would say is, Mr. Slade, would you by chance have a Sunday morning rant? See the difference there?
I am so glad you asked me this Sunday morning.
Why?
For my Sunday morning rant.
Why?
Because I do have something that has brittled my bones.
Ooh. Well, because I think I know what that crew problem is. You need to take Centrum Silver. Centrum Silver for people who are just a little bit older than an 18-year-old.
You know, I'm going to go off track here a second. You know, I didn't realize, I did not realize until like a couple of weeks ago that Elvis Presley died from a bowel obstruction.
Oh, no. Is that what it was?
Yes. And he was actually straining when he had his heart attack.
Lift my home.
Now to show you. To show you that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, the autopsy came back from Lisa Marie. And guess what?
Bowel obstruction.
Bowel obstruction.
Oh, my gosh. All stop right. eating yeah. peanut butter and banana, with bologna sandwiches. Jiminy flipping crickets, people.
All right. Now, you asked me a question, and I'm going to answer it because, yes, I do have a rant.
Why?
You know, Because of my job and because of the, quote, semi-celebrity status that my job entails, I've gotten to meet some very, very famous people that you see on your TV and movie screens and in your big rock shows.
Hey, by the way, where's Bob? Still need him. He's 98.
Oh.
You got to move. Last public appearance was like 2006.
Yeah, racing to get him and Willie. All right. So anyhow... Because I've had the opportunity to meet celebrities as they were, it's like, you know, again, I've never had a bad experience because, well, number one, usually they're in my element in the studio. So it's like, I'm not trying to grab them on the floor of a performance center that they're at. Yeah. But I did have a rather rude confrontation with a semi-celebrity. I'm a pro wrestling fan. All right. Mm-hmm. You know this. And so there was a card at University of Virginia. I forgot what they call it. The Jake. Yeah. Okay.
By the way, explain to people what a card is because.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the order of which the wrestling matches occur. That's cool. That's a card. Okay. So there was this guy and he was really big at the time. His name was Matt Morgan. And Matt Morgan was 7 feet tall. Weighed 275 pounds. I mean, and this guy was chiseled and cut. I knew who he was, but it's like we were walking in the backstage where the wrestlers were signing autographs and such. And I took a look at him and then I walked away and he said, "Hey, don't you want my autograph?" I said, "No." And I kept walking. Now, let me bring this into
He ran after you and wrestled you to the ground and beat you up into a pulp.
In a headlock. Yeah, right.
You son of a bitch.
The rant, I came up with this title. It's "Who the Hell Do You Think You Are?" All right, listen. You know, there are certain acts that I don't talk about because, number one, it's ridiculous that they're famous at all. The Kardashians, what's Paris Hilton, and Britney Beers.
Mm.
All right, so Britney Beers this
Disney
week,
girl.
got smacked in the face by security for Victor Kasiyama. He's the new hot stuff in the NBA. He was the number one pick. It's like he's going to be really 7 feet tall, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. All right. So now she was indignant, complaining to the press about security slapping her. Now, here's when security slapped her. She reached out and touched the guy. So security slapped her in the head. Has it been that long since you were relevant, Brittany? Because I seem to remember seeing quite a few folks get smacked around by your security, hypocrite. You know, again, when you sit there and you decide that you're going to be famous and you're going to take the slings and arrows of being famous, there's a certain amount of uncomfortability that comes with the territory. One of them is that, you know, you don't want to be crowded. You don't want to feel like you can't breathe in a situation. You don't want that many people around you. I don't want that many people around me. That's why I stopped going to concerts years ago, because there were just too many people screaming and hollering and you can hardly hear the act that you go to see that you paid your $55 to see. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, security is there for a reason. It is there to keep anybody from touching, assaulting, again, maiming their client. So they did their job by smacking Britney Spears in the head. Mm-hmm. And the fact that she jumped up and down about it, and she, oh, and then here was her final thing. I got an apology from the security staff, but I didn't get a public apology. You know what you can do with your public apology, Britney Spears? I tell you what, look, let's just call it a day. You had your 15 minutes in the sun. It's like you blew it. You ended up going in a total meltdown in public, which, of course, culminated with that famous barber scene that you pulled up where you shaved off all your hair. Listen, shut up. Shut up and go back to your Hollywood lifestyle and just dream. Just dream and remember, when next time you go on tour, that you're going to have security forces around you and they're going to be slapping kids around, and it's going to be your fault. I am so ticked off with stars who just feel like they, you want to be famous? Okay, here's the price of fame. Boom, accept it. Either that or give the money back. Get off the stage. Stop showing up in public. Stop trying to be relevant.
Okay. I just took a look at Britney Spears 2023. I wouldn't recognize her on the street. I got to be honest with you.
I mean, I just, you know,
she, so, you know, her walking up into a public venue like that. Yeah. I mean, who's it? I want to get this wrong. Simon Rushdie. You know, he was in New York. He was just talking to a bunch of reporter people and eggheads and library people. And some wackadoodle comes running up and starts stabbing him. So
and stabs him in the eye.
Yeah. You got to figure out where you are. You have to know your space.
So with that in mind, and here's the real cherry on top of the sundae. The security, Victor Kamiyama said, "I heard somebody was here. I don't know who she was."
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And if that doesn't put you in your place, nothing will.
Yeah,
there is my rant. Nice, neat, wrapped up in a bow.
Yep.
The end. Yep. Boom.
Victor and I are on the same page, and no idea who that chicky poo is. But
you know, I mean, like I say, you know, when she was 16 years old, she was what my parents used to call fast.
Yeah,
because it's like, you know, she was just all grown up, and she was just not caring. Mm-hmm. Then of course she started popping out babies, and that was really ruined her.
Yeah. Just amazing.
But there it is. That's my rant.
All right. So you are from
New York.
You's from the Northeast there.
Yeah. Just like you, brother.
And,
just like
you. You know, money was, how does one put this delicately? Money was a unicorn. It was rare. Oh, my. So here are some, for those of you who never had that problem, and we'll see how many of these you can relate to. This came up and this went right to the heart. I was like, yeah, yep. This is exactly what it was all about. So let's see. Tell me if this equates to you, Mr. Slade. I didn't realize I made what are referred to now as poor people sandwiches until I met my wife and the amount of meat she piles onto bread. It's just nuts to me. I'm talking like two slices folded very gently on the sandwich, and she's putting like quarter of a pound of turkey on it.
Yeah, you just open the package and just throw the package on the bread.
Yeah, basically. That's what you're... number two, you're always afraid to use the nice things because you might ruin them. So then they just sit in the cabinet all the time.
They just sit there looking new forever.
Oh, isn't that great? That just, let's see. You'll spend a disproportionate, well, you don't go out and trial, but I'm guilty of this one. Spending a disproportionately waste of time and effort just to save a couple of dollars to drive 16 miles down the road just to save $2. Oh,
but
God.
It just looked right in your life, didn't it, Dan?
Oh, my gosh. It was like right there up in front. You talked about this a couple of shows back. Never showing teeth while smiling. Grew up dirt poor. Never went to the dentist until I was in my 20s. And then, you know, I still feel uncomfortable showing my teeth. This one I never had was only using a part of a stick of chewing gum at a time. Mom would say, "You've got to eat only a quarter stick." I'm like, man, I'd lose it inside my mouth. Just, you know,
got a cavity that'll take that piece.
Number six. You're always looking for the off brand of everything. Well, that's a very nice Toyota. But I'm looking over here at the Klamoda. Is that any good?
Yes, sir. It's
a third the price.
There's no Bounty paper towels. There's Banty.
Banty or Noios. Old joke. Go look it up.
I gotta tell you, man. Yeah. I do not. I guess I'm just ruined. I just don't like buying off-brand.
I will do it. I'm just
no, because yeah. Number one, I still say that when you get those off-brand things, it's usually like that's the scraps that they got out of the pan. Put it in
the- you eat the center of the Oreo cookie and you're like, this just doesn't taste right. There's something wrong with this thing.
Where it says what's this sardine taste in the Oreo?
I mean, they said it might have anchovies, but really, I mean, all right. Number seven, saving the extra things from eating out. Condiment packets, napkins, unused plasticware, all goes in a special drawer, little salt package. You never know.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
Listen, I get a salad every day from Sheetz, and it comes with a fork and a knife.
And what do
I use the fork to eat. I got like 700 still in the plastic. I mean, they're sitting on top of my stove. It's like, and I looked at them this morning, and I went, I really should gather these up.
Okay.
Now that I've said it, I'm going to go ahead and do that when I get home today.
My gosh. All right, here's another one. Number eight, having no control over spending habits because now that I have money, I want to buy everything I couldn't as a kid. So hot dogs with mac and cheese on it? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yep, I'm there.
You know,
number nine.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead. What do you got? You want to get eight?
When I was growing up, like I said, I was like George Bush. I didn't like broccoli when I was a kid. I'm not going to eat it now. And it's like, and I said to myself, when I get to be grown and I get to be able to make Christmas anytime I want, I'm going to do it. Boom. And that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I lavish precious gifts on myself to come by the house.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Number nine. This one food hoarding. Well, I don't know what else to call it. All the people I know who grew up poor have too much food expiring in their pantries.
I got a whole cabinet full of stuff that's been there. I know. I had my surgery 9 years ago. I know it's been there at least 9 years.
Yeah.
And I keep saying, I should throw this stuff
out. It expired back then. You view paper plates and paper towels as a luxury. It was literally throwing money away. I still don't buy them that often, even though I'm upper middle class.
Let me just tell you, I happen to have, let me think, hold on. In my linen closet, I have 8 rolls of paper towel, 20 rolls of toilet paper. Because, like I say, you know, back when we had this pandemic and everybody was hoarding things, I thought, well, no, I'm not using, hey, I'm not using Banty towels, man. I'm going to use Bounty. It's like, you know, again, I'm not going to use the starving bears that the logo. I'm going to use the Charming bears, the ones that are big and fat. And, you know, again, look healthy.
So. Well, we had, when we were growing up, we were not allowed to have paper plates because just that was throwing money down the trash.
That's right, especially when you got two good hands that can wash dishes.
That's right. Number 11. Never, ever, 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 ever turn down free food.
You must work in a radio station. I got to tell you, every radio station I have ever worked in my entire career, man, you bring food around, it is like buzzards on a carcass.
Oh, I know.
I mean, it's like all of a sudden you look and it's like there's just crumbs and empty plates.
Same when I'm working. All right, number 12, still packing food, bread, deli meats, chips, what have you, for road trips. Now, mind you, this lady says, my husband and I can afford to eat out every meal, but when I do a road trip, I still pack a cooler full of lunch sandwiches instead of buying out. So, of course, homemade cookies as opposed to, you know, getting the regular ones. And then cleaning out a Pringles can and keeping them in there to send them to break. Oh my God. Wow.
Poor Pringles cans, man. Poor Pringles cans have been used for so much over the last 30 years. All right. It's like, you know, stashing a contraband to soaring money.
Making speaker assemblies. Yep.
Yeah. So.
All right. This.
Yeah, go on.
This one's weird. Number 13. This is dirt poor. This is dirt poor. Number 13. I thought everybody ate breakfast cereal with a fork so that they could pass the bowl of milk to the next person. Wow.
I was an only child, so I didn't have to worry about none of that.
All right. Number 14. Anyone else eat rice with soy sauce as a full meal by itself?
No, but a ketchup sandwich does wonders.
There you go. Now this would be you because when I wasn't old enough, but collecting pop and soda cans from random places, pulling them out of the trash because they're worth 10 cents. My biggest score.
No, wait a minute. Whoa. See, again, you grew up too late because when I was a Ute, it was 2 cents for the small bottles. Mm-hmm. And when you got the quart bottles, that was a nickel.
Yeah.
And when you took them to the store, you had to make sure that they were rinsed out. They couldn't have lots of little roaches in the bottom of the bottle. So it's like, because there was a guy, his name was Gus, and he ran the store. And he would look in there, oh, no, cuckoo-lucha, 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 yeah, you had to wash them out. So it's like, And then, but at the same token, if I had 5 of those quart bottles, I had a quarter.
Yeah.
And when I go into Gus's store, there were all these little containers that had cookies and candy, and they were like a penny a piece and 2 for a penny and things like that. I come out with a great big old bag of garbage.
You scored, man.
So,
all right, this one's a weird one. Number 16. I realize that only people who will offer to help you with moving or even moving furniture around your house are people who grew up poor. Everyone else seems to think you should just hire a mover.
Yep. Hey,
I didn't think about that. Rick. Yep, that's true.
I have moved. I have moved a number of times since I moved here to the South back in the 70s. But it's like when we moved from Connecticut to here, that was the last time I saw a moving van, and I have not seen one since. It's like if I move, it's like, hey, you got a pickup truck? Come on, let's go and load this stuff up.
All right, 17. Ordering the cheapest thing on the menu, even though you could literally offer to buy the entire restaurant. So I think I'm still guilty of that. I will look through and go, ooh, 12, 38, ooh, geez, 12 again, 11. Ooh, what is this? Pan-fried mushrooms. $9. I'll take number 9, please.
Well, you know, again, it's like because I really do, I have such a simple diet. Very simple. So it's like I don't go out to eat, and it's like, you know, yesterday Boogie was here, and it's like, and I was gonna have to be here because they had a remote. So it's like I said, okay, I'll get a chicken sandwich from Hardee's. Oh man, first off, when you get the the chicken sandwich is like, you look at the wrapper, and it's like you could probably style your hair with all the grease that's there. They say it's butter. They say it's butter, but it's grease.
Yeah.
And then you open up and you look at your hand, and your hand is glimmering. It's all shiny.
Yuck.
So then you open up, and here's this roll. It's a biscuit, and you got this big wad of chicken in it. Mm-hmm. And then when you bite the biscuit falls apart.
Lovely.
You know, it's like, so you got crumbs all over your lap and all over the board. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, again, so
very poorly made.
And like I say, no, I don't. No, when I do go out to eat, it's like I'm going to go and get what I want. I'm not price comparison. I refuse to do that anywhere.
All right. Let's blast through these really quickly because we're running out of time here. Let's see.
We got an hour. God.
Yeah, but we have to take a break. Let's see. I noticed I hold on to every little case and every gift bag, empty container, old makeup container. I had to force myself to throw it away. Otherwise, I become a hoarder. Number 19.
It's to the script. It's like, listen, I happen to have two containers of Rochelle chocolate containers.
There you go. That's the way it goes.
I don't know why either.
We do this. I bulk up my meals with carrots. So it becomes like it shows up in your stews. And we didn't do that either. Number 20. Let's see. My grandfather grew up during the Depression. If something was moldy, you just cut out the moldy parts and eat the rest. Yep. Number 21, people who tired of letting things that are, let's see. This is Dan Mason. Poor people who have trouble letting go of things that are broken. That old car that might have parts that might be useful to maintain your next car. That broken bike might be something you can find a part for someday. Rich people just toss it and buy a brand new one. 22. You don't know that there's $100 in your checking account. You know there's $103.72 in your checking account. Number 23. Washing out plastic and aluminum foil to use it all over again. Let's see. Using boiling water on the stove to take a hot shower. Never done that.
Wait a minute. No, you've never heated water to have take a bird bath?
Nope.
Oh.
Using,
you've never been poor.
There you go. Using regular bread for everything, like hamburger rolls, hot dog rolls.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, of course. That's how it works. Yeah, I'm not going to. I'm not doing a special trip to get hot dog rolls. You can use a piece of bread. All right. Lack of vacations. even if you have the time, you don't do them. Let's see. You save money instead of investing your money because you're terrified of losing it.
Yep.
Breakfast for dinner seemed cool as a kid, but as an adult, I realized I was making a box of pancake mix because that's all I had. Number 29. Hey, razors should last months, if not years. Oh my gosh.
If you do that, Dan, you're going to waste toilet paper.
That's, right. That's why you do it in the shower. It just hose off the blood. All right. And the last one. And I'm guilty of this one, is parents going without eating so the kids would. So it's like, all right, let's get the kids to eat first. And, you know, whatever they have left over, I'll eat. And that, I still do that. I'll eat whatever's left over. It's just, it's really bad. So,
no. Guilty. You know, it's like, here's the thing. I guess the thing with me is that food has never, ever been a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Food has never been a problem because, like I say, I can make myself happy. Have you ever had a sugar sandwich?
No, but research partner, he did one time. His wife was in the hospital for just 24 hours, and he was like, he's never cooked. He doesn't know what's in the kitchen. He sat watching TV with a spoon and ate a bowl of sugar. I mean, that was his dinner. I mean, no motivation to call Popeyes, nothing. He just...
I was a kid when I had my sugar sandwich. I mean, you know, again, because I wanted something sweet and I wanted, and I like bread. So, you know, there it is. Perfect.
Yeah.
Or, there
that's called a donut.
Hershey's Hershey syrup on a piece of bread.
Oh my gosh! Don't even make me do that. I'm gonna throw
up.
I'm
telling you, man. You don't know poor. You do not know poor.
Yeah,
man.
I do.
Like, so,
yeah.
So I'm like thinking now. Here I am, old as dirt, and it's like, you know, again, I'm not gonna skimp. It's like I don't care if I'm broke 2 days before payday. Mm. I don't care because I know in 2 days I'm gonna have money again.
That's right. All right, so there's that Terminator music, AI.
Oh, well, before you do that, now let me ask
Should
you
Should we take
this.
A break first, yeah. then?
No. I want to get this right out. Because
we only got a couple minutes.
You know that the strike is in Hollywood, right?
Yes.
One of the things that they are striking about is the fact that artificial intelligence could be used to eliminate their processes. Because if you get a sample of them on a video, you can make a whole movie around them.
Yep.
And that is one of the big issues. It's like, you know, again, artificial intelligence is already causing problems. Now you've got the AI report.
Oops. Yeah, the AI report. So apparently was it in England? I forget where they did this specifically. They had the first news conference with AI. First news conference with AI. So they had... Amica, they had all the major AI / robots at this press conference, and except for all the way over the right hand side, they had this woman who basically emulated herself and built like it was like version 1.0 of AI. It was like, it's so nice to meet you today. Thank you. That was a wonderful question. I'd be happy to answer it. Didn't answer the question.
Oh.
And then all the way over the far right, left, you had the one guy, I forget who he is. He also emulated a robot in his name, but he wasn't AI, and they booked him anyway. Basically, it was like a caricature of himself, but it was a complete body. So he can rock his head back and forth and lift and lower his arms and what have you. But he's in Tokyo, Japan. And it happens live. But they're asking him AI questions, and he goes off this wild, like, deep end, like, what did he just talk about? Because nobody understood, because it was all, like, broken English to begin with. Anyway, long story short, lots of technological issues. It was a complete...
Sex doll, isn't it?
No, it was a complete train wreck of an interview. It's the same old, don't worry about it, we're here to help you. We're your best friends. Why would we ever go against you? Don't worry about it. We're all okay. It's okay.
Famous last words.
We're your best friends. Don't worry about it. We love you. We love you.
Yeah. We come in peace. You'll come in pieces.
We'll be right back with the Slade and Mason Show.
The Slade and Mason Show? I know those guys.
What a wonderful thought. What a great thought.
Those guys are wonderful.
Hey, best friends in the world.
Who are they?
Just two guys, you know, just two guys.
Why are those police officers picking them up and arresting them?
Probably because they've got car parts and too many.
Car parts. Speaking of which, I need the ball bearings.
Go on a break, Dan.
All right.
Say goodnight, Gracie. Good night, Gracie.
And you know what else happened?
You gotta lay off the joy juice, boy.
All right, sorry.
Today in history, July 16th, 1377, we see the coronation of Richard II of England. It was a beautiful little flower he wore in his lapel and made him look kind of noble. Why, Freddy? Coronation. Coronation. It was his coronation. It wasn't his coronation. Oh, well, then never mind. 1779. During the American Revolutionary, a light infantry of the Continental Army seized a fortified British Army position in a midnight bayonet attack at the Battle of Stony Point. Ooh, midnight bayonet. That's gonna hurt in the morning. 1969. Apollo 11, the first manned space mission to land on the moon, is launched from Kennedy Space Center at Cape Canaveral, Florida. On the moon. If you believe that stuff. And finally, 2004, Millennium Park, considered Chicago, Illinois' first and most ambitious early 21st century architectural project, is open to the public by Mayor Richard M. Daley. 2004, Millennium. Doesn't Millennium mean like 2000? Either these guys are a little bit late or we're using that new math. I'm going to go with being late. I'm Dan Mason, and that's July 16th.
Guten Tag. When you're looking for the very best in German outfits for the Third Reich, think of Heinrich. At Heinrich, we carry the very best in starch, wool, and rare. Don't buy things off of eBay. This is made by little peasant girls and boys from previously occupied France.
We'll be back to France soon.
No, ours are made of the finest Nazi materials. Oh, and by the way, if you need a swastika sticker, we got it all. Wouldn't that look lovely on the side of your new staff car? At Heinrichs, we have the latest selection in military wear for the next uprising. Also, we have an amazing blowout of items from our former Soviet bloc friends, so if you're into black and green, we got your colors. Heinrich has it all. We also have cyanide pills, 12 for $3. That's a real steal. Also, ask about a redneck room and for your South of the Mason-Dixon line of friends. We'll hook you up. Come on down to Heinrichs and for all your neo-Nazi needs. You'll be glad you did.
I can't even explain. We return you now to the Slade and Mason Show.
Ah!
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade Mason Show.
Okay, well, that was interesting. That was Humphrey LeTellaton and his snake rag. Now, it's interesting because 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks earlier, we did The Fish Cellar, if you remember, also by Humphrey LeTellaton and his band. So this guy's super slick. But anyway, that was Snake Rag for today, National Snake Day. So if you see a snake today, go out and give it a hug. Yeah. Or maybe not. All right, this portion of the program is brought to you by Icy Something Icy Treats. And what the heck is that all about? Well, I will tell you. It is a special treat from my buddy Sheila and her husband Al. And what they do is they have a big, huge red truck. Now, it is two and a half weeks away from April 1st. Yep, that is when they pull that out of storage and they go ahead and get that out on the road. And it's an opportunity for you to enjoy a special treat. Let me do something real quick here because I think, did I lose? Nope, he's still with me. He's just on, he probably took a little short break. That's Mr. Slade, by the way. So it's an icy treat truck. It's big, it's red, it has delicious flavorings there. And what do you do? Well, if you have a corporate event, a fundraiser, birthday parties, anything you're celebrating for friends, family, locals, give them a call at 804-617-8827. You can visit them on the web at www.iceysomethin.
Leave off the G for goodness sake.
ICEY.com. You can visit them on Instagram, Facebook. Give them a call, 804-617-8827, 804-617-8827. You'll be glad you did. Maybe not.
Yeah.
You like snakes? Are you a snake lover, Mr. Slate?
No. I have no... I told you, look, when I moved into my house, I told all the critters, listen, you and I can coexist as long as I don't see you. In other words, if you're slithering around and I don't see you, you've got a safe haven.
That's right.
But if I see you, that's when murder gets into my heart and it goes to my soul. And it's like, and if I see you, you will die.
Yeah. It was either that or ice cream day, which everybody should go and get a big scoop of ice cream today. So that's right.
Today is National Ice Cream Day, man. Yes, sir.
Now, have you heard the latest craze with ice cream?
Probably not.
So what people are doing, as soon as I heard it, I said, ew. And then I went, oh, wait a minute. That makes sense. So
you're not going to dip French fries in it, are you?
No, that's been done.
Thank you.
But, what am I, Canadian? All right. No. Or French.
What is that nasty thing that they have?
Poutine.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, poutine.
Yeah, it's like, take French fries. Yeah. Vomit on it. Yeah. Put some gravy. Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. Let me have 2 plates, eh? No. So the latest trend is, and you don't use a lot, as you know, ice cream, a lot of the big hit that people like is the salted caramel.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, you got the sweetness and the saltiness and it's very, very sharp tasting. Well, to add to that, now you got the sweetness of the ice cream, saltiness and umami. What you do is you drizzle a little bit, and they mean a little bit, of soy sauce right on top of your ice cream. And I started thinking about it, that's really gross. And I went, well, actually, no, that kind of makes sense. So I haven't tried it yet, but I'm going to try it. I am going to try it. Yes.
That's really gross.
Come on. You got to try it.
It's like, listen, why would I want to ingest vomit so I could vomit?
But it's not. I mean, you put soy sauce on your Chinese food, right?
No, I don't. I use duck sauce.
What do you eat? Do you eat the fried rice?
No.
All right.
You're trying to get me, man. See, again, it's like you're not gonna hit me up on this stuff, man. I'm not eating any of the gross crap that you guys eat.
So you don't want fermented soybeans.
That is more of that. That's more of that SWP eatery.
Now. Stop pointing fingers at us white people. Come on.
Yeah, well, like I say, hey, you know, it speaks for itself.
Yeah.
Let's look at all the problems since the beginning of time.
What are you talking about? We brought you to this land of opportunity.
That's right. That was the other thing. Yes, sir. Hey, we got a vacation for you. It's like you're going to love the opportunity. You get on this big boat and you go across the ocean and find your new
home. Wait. You and 300 of your friends.
All bunking together on ship.
Undership, you're the ballast.
Hell yes, and by the way, you'll have those beautiful bracelets that will hold you to the
because we know you won't want to get away, even if you want to. Oh my gosh. Hey, have you been keeping an eye on the Mega Millions?
I there was no winner last night, so okay. I gotta spend my $100 tomorrow.
Okay, so I bought was it Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, whatever the heck it was, night before. I bought 6 tickets. That's what I always do. I do 6 tickets. And sure enough, for the first time in the entire time that I've done the printout tickets, I actually won.
And how many fingers does it take to count what you won?
4.
So you spent $12,
and I'm going to get back
four.
Yeah. So I got one of the mega balls, and that gets you $4. So I'm like, jeez.
You know, here's my gambling philosophy when it comes to the lottery.
Yeah.
When I buy lottery tickets, as long as I win more than I spend, I'm happy.
Yeah. But
so
I don't.
It's like. But very rarely do I not win more than I spend because, like I said, I'm very particular and I play, you know, I play bigger games.
You play $100 and I don't do that. $12 is like, that is the maximum.
For Monday's jackpot, I am going to spend $100. It's like, you know, again, because if you only get 4 mm-hmm. out of the 6 numbers, mm-hmm. you're going to well more than cover what you put into it.
That's true.
And it only takes, you know, again, ungodly luck, ungodly good fortune. Mm-hmm. You've got to have angels pooping on your shoulders to make it work that you get all 6 numbers. But here's the thing. I don't want all 6 numbers. I don't want it. I'll take 5 numbers because then you're under the radar. Nobody's going to want to try and kill you for your $400 million.
You know what? You got to catch me.
Hey, listen. Oh, my God. It's that time again. We'll talk more about wasted wealth in just a bit. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know we are the fattest nation in the world?
And getting
and
bigger.
You know why?
Why?
And getting bigger. And it's because of what we put in our mouths. And you know who's to blame? Not you. Don't look in the mirror
and fault yourself.
Blame the food industry because they're determined to lure you in to make you a fat pig. WICU says participating McDonald's restaurants celebrated National French Fry Day on Thursday by giving away free French fries. Yeah. You know, I knew some drug dealers. If you give them a little sample, they'll be back. The New York Post says McDonald's fans are mad because the company is discontinuing its McCafe bakery items. The apple fritter, the frosted cinnamon roll, and the blueberry muffin are being axed. McDonald's released a statement saying, "We know goodbyes are never easy, but fans can still satisfy their sweet tooth with our iconic chocolate chip cookies, baked apple pie, frozen desserts at restaurants nationwide."
Or a grimace shake.
Thank you very much. The Impulsive Buy website says chocolate Twinkies have been spotted on shelves at Walmart, and they are gross. Don't. Because whatever chocolate they put on it is not very good. Just get the old yellow cake. All right, let's see here. The New York Post says that the Barbie Shake Challenge is trending on TikTok.
What?
Cold Stone Creamery is offering a Barbie Shake to celebrate the July 21st release of the live-action Barbie movie. I can't believe this, man. Men are posting TikTok videos of themselves drinking the pink shake. The second half of the video shows them twirling around while wearing a pink outfit.
Mm-hmm. Who makes that shake?
McDonald's.
All right, here, you're going to love this one, buddy. CNN says Burger King restaurants in Thailand are going viral. And you know why?
Yep.
Because they're serving a new burger that has no meat, but 20 slices of American cheese.
I saw that. It was crazy.
The sandwich is called the Real Cheeseburger and sells for $3. That's less than their hamburgers. Burger King posted, this is no joke. This is for real.
Yeah.
Some restaurants have stopped taking orders for the burger because it's selling out. The 20 slices of cheese alone have 460 milligrams of cholesterol, 7,360 milligrams of sodium, over 140 fat grams, and 1,920 calories. Is that not making your chest grab at you right now?
It's just like that sugar sandwich you were talking about, but it's a cheese sandwich. Yeah.
Thank you. Fox Business News says Chipotle is testing a new robot that makes guacamole. The robot is called the Autocado and can cut, core, and peel avocados before they're hand-mashed. The robot is capable of preparing 25 pounds of avocado at once. I just wanted to know how I could get 25 pounds of avocado. All right, a survey by the South Florida Reporter reveals that 75% of Americans have yellow in their home and on their belly. The Sun says some McDonald's restaurants are adding a dollar bag fee to customer bills. McDonald's customers have started a change.org petition to remove the fee. McDonald's is refusing to comment on it. Aren't they making enough money for that garbage?
Nope.
Totally the bomb. Says Dunkin' Donuts has decided to start fall early.
No.
Dunkin' Donuts pumpkin spice has been spotted at several Dunkin' stores, even though it's only July 16th.
Do you know what I saw the other day? Halloween candy.
Yes, sir. Hey, you got it. You can't wait till the last minute.
And we're 4 months away.
This is July.
Yeah.
So that candy's going to be sitting there 4 months, and no, God only knows how long it's been sitting there before then in a warehouse.
Mm.
All right, listen. The Marketing Dive says the Bare Naked Marketing Dive says the Bare Naked Granola brand has a new app that helps people find nude hiking trails. What?
Today, by the
way, is National Nude Day. Bare Naked says there are some 300 hiking trails that a person can hike naked on, but they can't carry anything in their pockets. United Press International says that a Mexican candy company named Dulces Mazapan de la Rosa recently created a record-breaking marshmallow. It took a team of 100 people, 53 hours, to make the 1,429-pound marshmallow. The marshmallow was created as part of the celebration for the state of Jalisco's 200th anniversary. Bring them graham crackers, because we're going to have some s'mores tonight. And there we go. Why, we are the fattest nation in the world.
Eat it, eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it.
Oh, my gosh. That is
a 1,000-pound marshmallow. My God.
Isn't that the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters?
Yes, sir. I knew there was a reason I stopped going to Burger King, man. 20 slices of cheese.
Yeah, I actually saw a video of a young lady eating it, and I'm like, oh, my stomach is just turning right now.
You talk about a bowel obstruction.
Oh, my gosh. Let's see. So we were talking about cheap things. I told you about the car with a brake, brake light.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, during the week, somehow, that piece of tape, that was the cloth electrical tape, came off. Mind you, it was like 95 degrees in the shade, so it probably just went bleh, and just slipped out. And then the brake light went on. So I had to take the cover back off, and I put the tape back on. And this time, I wrapped that sucker up in packing tape so tight. It's going to take an hour to get the tape off. So, yeah, that's there for a good long time now. Also, my air conditioning blew out. Ted, guess what I had to do? That's right, Ted. I got one of the capacitors from the junk drawer. I pulled out the panel. I pulled out the secondary panel. I yanked out the capacitor, and it looked brand spanking new because it was only in there about a year or two. and I put the brand new capacitor in, which was twice the size of the old one, stuck it back in and fired that sucker up. And then my 88 degree temperature upstairs dropped all the way back down to 74. It was just lovely, lovely, lovely. Yes. That'd be good. I'm trying to think. I am so cheap, but you know, I know what the problem is. If the fan outside isn't running and the blower in the house is running, that's the capacitor. It's as simple as that. Go spend $20. And then I got a replacement. I ordered a replacement. So now I have two of each capacitors. I'm not going to be out of it. Now, we talked about film, and I talked about the little device I picked up that converts the 8mm and Super 8 film to digital. We talked about that several weeks back. And you recall that conversation, or were you completely out of it?
Oh, no, I'm never out of it. It's like, you know, again, I just store things away for when I need them.
Oh, okay. He didn't need them. It was one of those. Anyway, so I have one reel that's a 7-inch reel. And
a 7-inch reel.
And the one that came with the unit was a little 4-inch reel, which, of course, I have a roll that needs to be converted from there. But I don't have a 7-inch roll. Now, you can buy a 7-inch roll. They're going to run you like $28. I have no idea why. Because nobody makes film anymore. So, so that's the problem. So I hopped onto eBay and I started searching reels. And they're $28, $35, and $50. You know, I'm like, this is expensive. So then I went, I know what I'll do. Old movie stock, 8mm.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Lot of 5 reels, 7-inch reels, some with film. $25 delivered. Okay. $25 delivered. Works for me. Now I got those extra reels. Plus, I got some stock photos I can take a look at and see if there's anything historical in there I can capture. So that's cool. Oh, the funny thing is the one someone hand wrote on it, the two reels, two reels had film on it. One said really old film. And sure enough, I hold up to the light, it's all black and white. And then the other one says new film. And I hold up to the light, it's all black and white. So I'm wondering, what is your definition of new? Oh my gosh.
I gotta tell you, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that I have learned over the years is that my partner, he is the most frugal individual that you will ever meet.
Oh, I got
and the reason that being rich will not make a difference to him,
no,
because I guarantee you, if he had $2 billion in his account, he would still try to find the cheapest price on a piece of a car that he paid $950 for, and it's already costing $3,000.
That's right, baby. That's right. I ain't spending that kind of money. So there is, I'm debating whether or not I want to share the story or not. I think I'll do it after the fact. Yeah.
Why would you say something like that?
Because just not. It's a deep story. And it goes on, and I want to make sure it works. So we'll get, if it works, I promise to share the story. If it works, I promise to share. I'm working on something. It's the most convoluted, back-ass, stupid way of doing things, but it's going to save me like $500. And I'll share with you.
Famous last words, man.
Yep,
I
had to spend $167. So I didn't have to spend $680 or more. And I'll explain it a little bit later. Now, news story came out. I'm reading it as news story. And you're going to sit there and you're going to scratch your head and go, wait a minute, this sounds familiar. Plastic eating enzyme could eliminate billions of tons of landfill waste. Brand new story. An enzyme created by engineers and scientists at the University of Texas at Austin can break down environmental throttling plastics that typically takes centuries to degrade in just a matter of days. Doesn't this story sound somewhat obviously familiar to you at all? Doesn't it sound like something I did a while back? Like maybe like a year ago or so?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. And now all of a sudden it's like, and how much are you going to make for this discovery?
Me? Yeah. Nothing. It's University of Texas. And it eats PET, which is the clear plastic. And then the enzyme is called PETES, A-Z-A-S-E. Okay. And it breaks it down. It brings it down to like 0% over 24 hours. And I'm like, why do I feel like this is a repeat story? What is going on here? Sure enough, at the very teeny tiny bottom, in italicized, editor's note, this release has been changed to clarify contributions to the machine learning model. In other words, when it came out a year ago, before AI was a big thing, they didn't really let you know that AI was instrumental in picking out that particular enzyme that could actually eat it. And because now AI is a hot thing, they re-released the story, this time with letting you know that it was AI that figured it out or assisted them in pulling up the enzyme. I hate stories that are... I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. Didn't we have this plastic a year ago? Why do we still have the world full of plastic? What the?
Like I said, we'll answer those and other mysteries of life the next time we get together. But that's the end of the Slade and Mason Show, because Freddie's already started the music. So I tell you what, hey, Dan, come up with another problem next week that we can discuss.
I'm Andy Rooney. You ever wonder why you can't use the right toilet paper when you're at a friend's house? You gotta have to hold it in.
You know, I've seen, I dub more commercials now where people are talking about going to the toilet, going to the bathroom, you know, loving their toilet paper so much that they actually have groovy songs that they play when they're using it.
Oh my gosh. That's scary. I don't like to hear that.
Listen, I'm going to look into it. I'll have a future feature coming up.
Yeah.
And a near future.
I'm Dan Mason, and this is the Slade and Mason Show.
All right, say goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Mason. This has been a Mark Goodson, Bill Tadman production.
This has been a good man presentation. Film Waves Incorporated.
Oliver! You know,
they're all on strike, so it's like, hey, but that is something interesting, because I was thinking, you know, you could actually get a little clip of Clark Gable, and you could make a whole new version of Gone with the Wind.
Oh, I know. You could have him in any movie. You can do John Wayne. You can pick up anybody from the past.
Like I said, and wouldn't have to pay for him. See, that's the thing of it.
Nope. They're dead.
I sure am glad I'm not famous.
What are they going to do? Sue you?
Yeah, right. Exactly, yeah.
Grab Charlie Chaplin. Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, man.
He's dead.
Yeah. So it's like, we could have lots of little great stuff, man, from dead people.
Ed Asner?
New movie. Here's a new movie from John Wayne. All right, Pilgrim. You thought you got rid of me? Well, I'll be damned on that.